Distorted View Daily proudly presents A Little Asian Boy Discovering Tit Pics of Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh my god, new Vanessa Hudgens pics. Yes! Okay, so recently today, there's some new Vanessa Hudgens today's pics on the internet. Oh my god, you guys gotta go check them out. Google it, whatever. I'm not showing you them links. Too much editing skills for the small Asian kid. Okay, so as many of you guys know, she released pictures 2007, and they were pretty. But now these are even better because she's older and those are bigger. Anyway, guys, just thought I'd make a quick video saying that she is really hot and dumb. Almost as dumb as a blonde. No offense. But go ahead, Google them. New pictures just came out today. Thought I'd make a quick video. Peace, guys.
Hey, Frakes, it's Wednesday, March 2nd, 2016. Coming up on the program today, how your toothbrush could be giving you hemorrhoids. Plus, eating hot dogs out of your dirty ass, killing horses with bowling ball cannons, and fucking ass-lip whore yoga classes. All this plus your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hot Dog and Jumbo will not be seen this morning so that we may bring you the following.
Yes! Hey, Freaks! Tim Henson with you back here for the Wednesday edition of DV. Got a great one for you. There's so much to talk about. I don't know where to begin. I think a good starting point would be a topic that I've really drilled home over the past several years, and that is that the local news has abandoned reporting on news. And I think it's been sort of a slow creep. It started with the morning news, and I can sort of understand that. All right, people are getting up. They don't want to be bombarded with a lot of bad news, so they send their reporter off to a petting zoo or something. The weatherman is broadcasting live from the local ice cream festival. But what's happened, I think, is the morning news has really expanded into a multi-hour affair. It's morning TV. It's breakfast television. And so it starts at like 5 and lasts all the way till 9. And unless there's a massive traffic jam or a murder or something, there's nothing to talk about. So they expand the non-news segments, and I think what they found was that's what grabs the ratings. That's what people want to see. And then that has sort of crept into the noon broadcast or the evening news. Now, there are a variety of ways for the news to package non-news. I've mentioned the dopey remotes.
Hi, I'm Andrea Mitchell at the Home and Garden Expo.
My favorite, though, is when the news tries to manufacture news by either posing a what-if scenario or just asking a ridiculous question. Could your fabric softener be causing hepatitis? Or, you know, the water crisis in Flint, Michigan has Central Ohio asking, what if it was us? Well, it's not. They're just capitalizing on a huge news story to bring it down to the local level and get people watching because you're freaking out over the water issue. I really believe that, like, producers of the news follow a fill-in-the-blank attitude. Like, all right, could your blank be causing blank? Guys, I need suggestions.
How about, could your pets be causing cancer?
Religion and diarrhea. Could your religion be causing diarrhea? I like that. Let's go with that. I want that ready for the 6 o'clock news. Apparently, guys, it was a slow news day in Memphis, Tennessee. Let's play a quick game. I'm going to read off 5 what-if scenarios. You tell me which one the news ran with. Could your fingernails be carrying a deadly virus? Could your mood be affected by radio frequencies? Could your bowel movement tell the future? Could your weave be possessed by the devil? Could your child be recruited as a Syrian terrorist? A shocking playground investigation. There you go. Those are your choices. Take a second. Think about it. One of them is real. I've seen a lot of people with dirty fingernails. Would the news report on that, though? Radio frequencies might jumble your brain up. Black people tend to be oddly religious. They could think their hair is possessed. I think I've heard of fortune tellers reading turds in the toilet bowl, like tea leaves. Pretty sure there was a Barcroft video on that. Everyone is afraid of terrorists. I mean, any of these could be real, right? All right, I'm not going to make you wait any longer. Here we go. This is a real promo for the Memphis local news.
Women love it because it makes them feel beautiful, confident. But now some believe there's a dark, twisted side to wearing weave.
Whoever hair I was wearing on my head, that heifer had a bad omen.
Yeah, possessed weaves. These bitches need hair exorcisms. Have you ever heard of anything as ridiculous? I would have believed the bowel movement thing before demonic hair weaves. All right.
That heifer had a bad...
Did she say that heifer? That heifer...
I was wearing on my head. That heifer had a bad omen.
This is a promo for the news. That's what they used as a clip. Her saying this heifer...
That heifer had a bad omen.
Oh my God! What is wrong with us?
Wednesday.
And then they use like an effect to make her eyes turn red.
That heifer had a bad omen.
Listen. I took on her spirit.
Wednesday at 5. Is there really a curse on the hair extensions ladies wear every day?
That's the question the local news is posing. The news. This is the... I don't know how to... Are you guys understanding that this is the news where people go to get factual information about the world around them? And Memphis is asking, is there really a curse on hair extensions?
The hair extensions ladies wear every day.
That is a sacrifice to idols.
The Bible has no reference to demonic possession of things or objects.
Jerrica Phillips investigates Wednesday on...
Jerrica Phillips should immediately be fired. If she came up with this idea, she has no business being in the news media. She should be working for the fucking 700 Club. This sounds like a question posed to Pat Robertson.
Becky Montgomery writes in, I recently went to the salon and had a weave placed in my head. Ever since then, I noticed strange things were happening. I've also started questioning my faith. My mood has changed. I become angry with frequent outbursts. Could my weave be possessed?
Well, now, I wouldn't put anything past the devil. Now, a lot of these weaves, as I understand it, are made with human hair. And if the hair came from a particularly evil person, yeah, those spirits could be transferred over to your head.
What? I'm pretty sure Pat has answered a similar question before about, like, clothing or something. I mean, I'm trying to sound as outlandish as possible, but I'm pretty sure this is real. Yeah, I'm on YouTube now. I just searched for Pat Robertson possessed clothing.
This is Carrie, who says, I buy a lot of clothes and other items at Goodwill and other secondhand shops. Recently...
I mean, and clothing just goes on you. Like, weaves are, like, sewed in your head or something.
My mom told me that I need to pray over the items, bind familiar spirits, and bless the items before I bring them into the house. Is my mother correct? Can demons attach themselves to material items?
Oh, most definitely. What a dumb question. I can't believe you're even asking that. Everyone knows.
I heard a story in the Philippines, a person who went to Thailand. There was a witch who had prayed over a particular ring and asked for a spirit to come into it.
You're describing the plot line to The Hobbit, you crazy old kook. I heard a story once. Yeah, from J.R.R. Tolkien. A
Philippine girl was so attached to this ring. She
little girl with hairy feet.
Had to buy it. She bought it and all hell broke loose. But she finally recognized what it was.
The ring.
Can demonic spirits attach themselves to inanimate objects? The answer is yes.
By the way, the name of the piece that the local news affiliate over there, it's WMC5 Action News. The name of the piece is Cursed Hair, Wednesday at 5. Oh my God, it's today. Please, I hope to Christ one of you lives in Memphis, Tennessee, and can record this whole goddamn segment. That heifer was possessed!
The Bible has...
The Bible! They're getting like a religious expert to scour through the Bible and see if there's any references to fake fucking hair.
No reference to demonic possession of things or objects.
Jerrica Phillips investigates...
Investigates! I mean, have we collectively lost our goddamn minds? It is idiocracy. It's what's happening to the fucking world. We're all so dumb. You know, the guy who wrote, or co-wrote Idiocracy, there was a big thing that came out saying he actually said he is surprised and saddened that all of his predictions are coming true. It's crazy. So this video that was posted by the local news over there in Memphis was plastered up on their Facebook page. I've went ahead and saved it, so you can see it for yourself if you check out our blog over there at ungod.ly. I guess that's sort of the official Distorted View blog now, where I post videos and links and stuff. What's great is it's hosted on a separate server. It's not on distortedview.com, so I can post adult material. The server, the hosting company that I use for Ungodly, allows adult material. That's where I post, like, really nasty stuff. But we sort of reworked it into, you know, just being a general Distorted View blog. If you go to ungod.ly, you won't see, like, you're not going to be greeted with huge fucking cocks and vaginas or something. No, not safe for work material is posted on the front page. So you can see all the stuff that I, you know, am talking to you guys about, like this news clip and the Chris Chan video that we featured last week. He pulled from his account where he's, you know, talking about semen and stuff. I posted that up over there at the Distorted View blog at ungod.ly. But if you want to see all the nasty stuff, all the very adult content, you just have to click on, you know, one of the menu items. There's like a not safe for work button, a video button. You can see all that stuff. So that's our new blog. I mean, we've had it for a long time, ungod.ly, but now I'm posting, you know, more content from the show and stuff. So check that out, ungod.ly. You can find a link to it on distortedview.com as well. Okay, moving on now. Talk about not safe for work material. I'd like to introduce you to a new U-tard. However, you're not going to find him on YouTube. This guy is into some extreme shit. Literally, I guess. He's into all sorts of stuff. He's a very submissive guy. People tell him what to do, and he posts a video of himself doing it. Just to give you an idea, take a listen here.
Hi, I'm Tom the Sissy Boy, and I love making kinky videos and putting them online for everyone to enjoy.
This is Tom Pearl.
And I also take the quest.
Yeah, you can imagine what people are trying to make him do. There's one video, maybe I'll play it for you, where he eats a hot dog out of his own asshole. That's gotta be a fan request, right?
Well, today, I'm gonna eat my own shit. But first, I'm gonna piss. I'm gonna need something to wash that shit down with a lot of times.
I'd like to see him wash it down with milk, because, you know, I think it's harder to digest.
I'm gonna need something to wash that shit down with a lot of times.
You know, it's thicker, maybe?
Sticks in my mouth, it's hard to swallow.
Ugh.
But I have something to drink. And this is the best thing to wash it down with.
I'd like to introduce you to Rain Florence. She agrees with a lot of what you're saying. P.S. is really the best way to wash shit down, and it helps your complexion. All right, I'm going to fast forward here. We don't need to hear him shitting. But he places it on a plate, which is nice. I mean, you know, this is a meal for him, after all. So here we go. He's going to take a bite.
Hot.
It's hot.
Real sticky.
Now he's washing it down with piss. I don't know if you could hear him. He said it was real sticky. Yeah, I was waiting for that. Like, would you have that violent a reaction? Yet he keeps eating. Like, there's a bunch of videos of him eating shit. Your body is saying no. You can't like it. You're gagging.
Well, I hope you enjoyed watching me use my mouth as a toilet. And I'm just a sissy boy. A toilet bowl. I love using my mouth as a toilet.
All right, we'll move on, I promise. But I've got to see the hot dog video where he sticks a hot dog in his ass and eats it.
Hi, I'm Tom, the city boy, and today I'm going to put a large hot dog in my ass and eat it, and take it out and eat it.
All right, I wonder if it's a Hebrew national. It's a long one, that's for sure. I guess it doesn't matter if it's kosher or not, because, I don't know, is shit kosher? I think it would be, right? I guess it depends on what you ate, what the shit consists of.
Can I wish it was a cock, or a dildo, or a strap-on? Because I love putting those in my ass, too. And taking them out, and cleaning them off.
Ugh.
That's because the mouth of the toilet. I'm a little toilet sissy. A little toilet sissy.
You're a little toilet sissy, that's right. Okay. So he's got the hot dog all the way in his ass. My one criticism of his videos is his audio is very low because he's far away from the camera, so you can get a good shot of him with his legs up in the air sticking a hot dog in his ass. Oh no, what was that? The hot dog broke inside of him? Yeah, only half of a hot dog came out. There it is.
Looky, a little bit of shit on the end of it. There's some shit right there.
No! Oh, he's eating the hot dog shit end first. It's a chili dog! Oh, cute.
Shit tastes
like that. Oh, hold on.
A little bit of shit on the end of it. There's some shit right there.
Great. We live that moment.
All that shit tastes like that.
I like how I make fun of the local news for helping to dumb down society. Meanwhile, what else do I feature on TV? Men eating their own shit. Their hot dog shit logs.
I'm so proud of myself for being a toilet.
What am I doing with my life? How many times have I uttered that over the past, 12, 13 years of TV? I mean, there are doctors willing to uproot their life to move to a third world country to help these little starving Africans cure malaria and shit. Meanwhile, I'm playing audio of a human toilet eating a sausage. Wiener. He's even licking his fingers.
A lot of times, I'll leave a hot dog in the ass for about a half hour. Comes out and just tastes like it just came out of the steamer.
Oh my god, his asshole is his hot dog steamer. Did you hear that? I don't know if you can make it out. He said sometimes he'll leave the hot dog in his asshole for a half hour. It'll come out like it was in a in a steamer.
A lot of times I'll leave a hot dog in the ass for about a half hour. Comes out and just tastes like it just came out of the steamer. I wish somebody out there would play with me. I don't like making just solo videos. I want someone to play with me and have someone video record us and put it on the internet and show everybody what kind of fun we had. Does anybody want to play with my pussy?
Oh, God, he just shoved his ass in the camera and spread open his hole.
Does anybody want to play with my pussy? And put some stuff in it. So let me know. Let's get together and make some porno movies and put them on the internet.
He sounds like Chris Chan. This is Chris Chan in like 15 years. The future does not hold good things for Chris Chan. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View Daily, please support it. Become a member of the Sideshow over there at SuperFreakSideshow.com for a very tiny amount of money, $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, and more. Yesterday was an exclusive show, nearly an hour of DV. Tomorrow, we've got another exclusive show. Don't forget, you get a personalized RSS feed, you enter your username and password, you get all of the free shows, all of the bonus material, all the extended and exclusive shows, and all the shows in the archive. In addition, DV listener Surly is sponsoring a very cool contest. where if you are a non-paying freak, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, and you become a member in the month of March, you're automatically entered into a drawing for a free lifetime membership. Yes, in the month of March, we're giving away a lifetime Sideshow membership. Here's how you can participate. Like I mentioned, if you're not yet a member, sign up for a monthly, yearly, whatever. Sign up for an account, become a Sideshow freak. Or if you're already a Sideshow member, upgrade your account to at least the next level. So if you're a monthly membership, you can sign up for a yearly, upgrade your account from a yearly to a lifetime, whatever. Upgrade your account or become a member, you'll be automatically entered to win a lifetime membership. Obviously, if you upgrade to a lifetime membership and then you win, I'll refund you your lifetime membership money. Or you can donate your lifetime membership to another person. Whatever. DB listener Shirley came up with this, and she is donating basically a lifetime membership to this contest. So now's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories now. First up, many years ago here on the program, I introduced you to a new type of yoga, laughing yoga. This is a concept or technique by yogi Ramesh Pandey.
Laughing yoga. Laughing exercise for the heart and mind. What you can do, just laugh. Very easy. Don't feel shy.
That is an example of laughing yoga. Where's the part where he sings, I'm laughing.
I'm happy, I'm relaxed.
I'm happy, I'm relaxed. Boo, 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 boo. All right, well, now there's a twist on the old favorite. Introducing rage yoga. Yes, a Canadian woman is offering unique rage yoga that employs shouting and swearing to promote good health. This also sounds like something we've covered on Distorted View Daily. Remember primal scream therapy? That's the idea where you just scream at the top of your lungs to get all of the negative energy out of you. This is an example.
Don't go. No.
This guy doesn't understand how primal scream therapy works. He's just rocking in a corner back and forth crying for his mommy. He's a grown man. He's a grown man holding onto a giant stuffed animal.
Please don't leave, mommy. Please don't go.
Meanwhile, in the background,
no.
There's a woman punching a pillow. Okay. That's quite enough. Lindsay Eistis founded the practice, which she described as a bastardization of vinyasa yoga as a way to stay in shape and become zen as fuck. Okay. Classes are held weekly at Calgary's Dickens Pub. Really? Yoga classes at a bar on Mondays and Wednesdays and feature a slower-paced yoga style. Isn't yoga slow to begin with? It's just like sitting there and slowly moving your arms and shit. All right, it's a slower-paced yoga style with more drinking involved, I guess, with more F-bombs, and welcomes students to stay around for a beer afterwards. Eistis first developed rage yoga as a way to change the culture of traditional yoga to better fit her personality. She's a real bitch on wheels, you see. All right, when I started going to yoga, I felt like I didn't really fit in at a lot of those different studios, she said. There's a very deadpan, serious, overly serene approach to things. Isn't that the whole point of yoga, to be serene? And that's just not how I roll. Classes cost about $12 for a drop-in visit, and $55 and $100 for 5 and 10 class passes. Her classes usually see around 5 to 12 students, and she's planning to launch monthly online classes in March. She told CBC that some yoga teachers disapprove of the practice, but she said her and her students enjoy the unorthodox style just the same. Quote, they don't really think it's real yoga, that swearing and drinking beer makes it illegitimate. And that's fine. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Different things work for different people, and not everyone has to be on board. This might get more people interested in yoga if they're allowed to swear and drink during their yoga session. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Wisconsin. A 65-year-old Wisconsin man is facing charges after firing bowling balls and bowling pins from a cannon. One of the balls went through a neighbor's barn, and the owner found her 10-month-old horse dead. Lisa Kroll felt her house shake on the 4th of July, but she thought, America, fuck yeah, we're number one. But she thought he had no fireworks, so he thought he'd launch some bowling balls to celebrate the 4th of July. All right. She thought it was one of her neighbors lighting off fireworks. It turns out they were shooting bowling balls out of a homemade cannon, and several of them landed on her property. They had to have been drunk. Like, yeah, okay, it seems like a great idea. Let's fire off bowling balls and pins. But they don't think about where these things are going to land. That's the mind of a drunk person at work. Kroll says when she went to feed her horses the next day, she noticed a bowling ball had gone through the roof of her goddamn barn. She also found one of her horses dead with a head wound that she believes was caused by the flying objects. Yeah, probably. And 6 more balls and 3 bowling pins in a field by her house. At least it was a horse and not a human, but it was a very nice horse that got killed. Not an asshole horse. Very unfortunate, Kroll said. It turns out the brother of one of Kroll's neighbors brought a homemade cannon to the house to celebrate the 4th of July. He admitted to police that he shot a total of 10 bowling balls and 10 bowling pins out of the cannon, and he was sorry they made it to Kroll's property nearly a half a mile away. Jesus Christ. Powerful cannon. Pretty cool. Prosecuting 34 years, this is the first case we've had where someone was shooting bowling balls out of a goddamn cannon, said County Attorney Eric Johnson. Ricky Thorne of Spring Valley, Wisconsin, is being charged with recklessly endangering safety and negligent handling of a weapon. Kroll said she's troubled by the fact that she had guests sleeping in camper trailers outside of her barn. She said the horse was worth $10,000, and the damage to her barn was estimated at $4,000. Plus, you know, it was her favorite horse. She spent all that time training it, you know, training it to mount her. I love horses, best of all the animals.
I love horses, they're my friends. Well, I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion.
I was very tempted at the point to have sloppy seconds. It turned me on. It was so erotic.
I took him down to the barn.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear her say, "Bing, bing." All right, final story we have for you today, freaks. A Washington, D.C. family. I always say Washington, D.C. like Wadsworth. And monkey's brains, though popular in Cantonese cuisine, are not often to be found in Washington, D.C. All right, I'm sorry. Where were we? Oh, yes, the beginning of the new story. A Washington, D.C. family says their grandmother's body has apparently been lost after they arrived at her viewing to find a different dead woman in the casket. I saw the body of another female that wasn't my grandmother, said Tawana Murphy. My heart dropped. I was in disbelief. Virginia Gray, 83, lost consciousness on February 19th at her home on Dick Street. Dick! All right, yeah, she lived on Dick Street. She was taken to the Prince George Hospital Center, where she later died. Not a good endorsement for Prince George's Hospital. But, you know, she was old. That's what old people do best, die. Gray was a lifelong D.C. resident who had a daughter, 4 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. The grandchildren say when they walked into Gray's viewing at Horton's funeral home, they didn't hear a who, they saw a humongous mistake. I don't even know why I bother trying to be funny. Because it always fails so miserably. Get it? Horton. I don't know.
The whistles go woo woo. You get nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, no.
Bye-bye.
Me. That's all, fun.
Very rarely do I ever train wreck myself, but it was very deserving. All right, the grandchildren say when they walked into Gray's viewing at Horton's funeral home in Northwest last Friday, The woman in the casket was not gray, but was wearing the clothes they previously brought to the funeral home for their grandmother. They'll never know the difference. The Prince George's Hospital Center and Horton's Funeral Home have not responded to requests for comment. Quote, lunacy is what it is. Outrageous! It's unspeakable! I can't. Yeah, this is straight out of a bad script. A holiday script or something. What? I've never heard of anything like this, said Gray's grandson, Quentin Gray. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. There are many ways to continue experiencing the distortion after the podcast. Of course, we've got our website, distortedview.com, where you can join groups, share links and shit with other Distorted View listeners, meet up with freaks on our forums and stuff like that. And of course, we've got our new blog on god.ly if you want to view and hear more Distorted View worthy audio and video. And of course, you can always email me, show at distortedview.com. We've got a voicemail line, 206-666-4463. We're going to play a couple voicemails in just a second. You know, recently on the show, I've sort of been talking a little bit about my love for like retro video game systems or computers. I was talking about the Commodore 64. Well, I don't know if I've talked about this or not, but a company is coming out with a new 8/16-bit video game system that's going to accept cartridges. Like, it's an old-school video game system, but it's new. Like, these are going to be all new games and stuff like that. And they acquired the mold to Atari's last console that they ever produced, which was the Jaguar, right? So they have the mold, and that's what they're going to be using as a case. So it's basically going to look like the old Atari Jaguar, but all new internals and shit like that, right? Well, I've been following this drama. It's like a fucking soap opera if you're into this sort of thing. Last year, they started a Kickstarter campaign to try to raise enough money to start selling this thing. They wanted to raise $1 million. They raised about $80,000. It was not a successful venture. However, they continue to work at it. The big issue was that I think they were trying to charge like $250 or $300 for this console that's just going to play like 8-bit games or 16-bit games. And that's what like new consoles go for. No one wanted to pay that much, right? So they went back to the drawing board. They continued working on it. Since then, you know, Kickstarter has changed some of their rules because a lot of the Kickstarter campaigns out there are from people who just have, you know, an idea. Like, I'm going to create a robot that can cook you dinner and, you know, pay me, I'm going to try to raise $5 million on this idea. Well, the problem is just because you have an idea doesn't mean you can actually make the thing that you say that you want to make, right? So Kickstarter has new rules where you can't start a Kickstarter campaign unless you have a working prototype. All right. So now fast forward to this year. And the game system, it was going to be called the Retro VGS for video game system, right? Retro VGS. That's the one that uses the Jaguar shell. All right. Well, they've got a new name. They're calling it the Coleco Chameleon. They actually licensed the Coleco name. And if you were around in the 80s, the ColecoVision was a video game system, right? So they're playing up the whole retro aspect by making it a Coleco console. So far, there's not a lot of drama, right? Wait. So last month, there was this thing, I think it was in New York, called Toy Fair. That's where toy manufacturers gather and try to gauge interest in their new products, try to get people, you know, to buy their shit, right? So you can see, like, new lines of toys coming out. It's a big thing, Toy Fair. So this Retro VGS / Coleco Chameleon company was there trying to, you know, get interest, get people to buy into their system. And they had a working prototype of the Coleco Chameleon. However, some people noticed a few discrepancies. First of all, the controller that they were using was a Super Nintendo controller that was hardwired into the console. And the guy explained it by saying, look, right now, you know, we haven't worked on the controller. The games that we're showing off maybe were originally for the Super Nintendo or something like that. So it's just easier for us to use this Super Nintendo controller until our own proprietary controller is right. All right, that was the first weird thing, right? And then some people took pictures of the console, and they noticed a few things. One, where you put the cartridge into the console, those connectors look just like a Super Nintendo connector, right? And then they noticed that the back also looked strange. Like, things didn't quite fit in the console. There's stuff, like, hanging out. And the stuff hanging out also looked to be from a Super Nintendo. And that's when people realized, oh my god, they just shoved a Super Nintendo into the casing of this Coleco Chameleon. Okay, so that's a little fishy, right? Oh, and the cartridge that they put in was just like a board, right? So you couldn't, so it could have very well been like a Super Nintendo cartridge or, you know, something. All right, so things were very sketchy there, but the people who are, you know, doing this Coleco Chameleon said, no, it's all a misunderstanding. All will be revealed. We're going to start a new Kickstarter, and at that time, we're going to display pictures of the actual internal so you can see it's not just a Super Nintendo. We're not trying to, you know, dick around anyone here. So I was thinking, you know, what would the advantage be of them showing this obviously fake console? And it had to be more than drumming up interest at the toy fair. And then that's when I realized they want to start a Kickstarter campaign. And according to Kickstarter, you got to have a working prototype. So this is their way of, you know, kind of lying and saying that they have a working prototype. Like, yeah, we showed off the prototype at Toy Fair. All right, so they were supposed to launch this Kickstarter campaign, I think, last Friday. Friday rolls around, finally, and they say, you know what? We're going to hold off on that Kickstarter campaign because we're going to make the console even better. We've got some things that we want to do, and before we start this Kickstarter campaign, we want to, you know, have everything working. Which is super sketchy, right? But then they posted pictures of the Coleco Chameleon with a clear casing, just to show people that this was not just a Super Nintendo like they promised they would. They're not going to do the Kickstarter campaign right now, but they wanted to prove to people that this was a real, you know, thing that they've created, and they didn't just shove a Super Nintendo in there, right? The casing was frosted, though, so you couldn't really see everything. But, you know, you could see enough to know that it's not just a Super Nintendo in there. However, there was one picture that was clear enough that you could see the internals, like the board, you know, like the motherboard, I guess you'd want to call it, or whatever, of this console. And people realized, there's some people who, like, figured out that the internals of the Coleco Chameleon, at least, you know, the picture that they posted trying to, you know, dispel the rumors that it was a Super Nintendo, what that board actually was is an old PCI capture card. You know, one that you would plug into, you know, your PCI expansion port or whatever on your computer. They just put a case around that, basically. So that's pretty damning. And then finally, the people that own the Coleco name are getting involved. They're like, we're going to need to see some proof that you've got an actual product here, or we're going to strip the name from, like, because they licensed the name out, basically. But they can actually take that away at any point if it's like a fraudulent product. So I'm guessing that in the next week or two, and they're giving the company like 7 days to provide a working prototype that independent engineers are going to look at and make sure is legit. And if it's not legit, they're going to strip this company of the name. They're not going to let them use the name. So I'm guessing the name is going to, they're going to, the new post on the Coleco Chameleon Facebook page is going to be like, hey, we're going back to our original name, Retro VGS. It's just, you know, if you're into technology, it's just funny. It's just like, you know, it's a soap opera. I don't remember if I talked about this product or not. I may have been excited about it and mentioned it on a show recently. You know, if they do set up a Kickstarter, guys, this is your warning. Don't support them. Wait until they're actually shipping a product. Pay the extra $10-$15. You know how sometimes you get like a discount if you're an early adopter, like if you support them on Kickstarter? I would wait. Just, you know, spend the extra $25 when it's actually out if you're interested. All right, let's do a couple voicemails now.
Hey, Timmy. This is Pete. I'm a first-time caller. I guess you could say I'm popping my Timmy Cherry today. Pop, pop, pop. Anyhow, I just thought I'd call to say, hey, and don't really have much to say, but I'm calling because you asked me to. And now I'm going to go jerk off with a handful of crickets.
That's right. Thank you very much. Now, this is really strange because this same caller called in like 5 other times, and I didn't want to play these messages, but let me just see what this one is. This sounds like a new listener calling in. They have no idea what annoys me. All right, that was another one of his calls. I'm curious now to see if they're all music.
I'm warning you. Okay. I'm getting pretty sick here.
Yeah, let's not do any more of those. Next up.
Tim, it's Jerk Zeus.
Jerk Zeus, who is, I guess it's okay to say that his first name is Ryan. He was the guy that contacted Brent Spiner. And if you want to hear the whole Brent Spiner story, I talked about it on yesterday's podcast. Basically, Brent Spiner knows all about Gabrielle Chana, and he's just happy that her obsession seems to be switching over to Gerard Butler. Like, he said that. So that leads me to believe that Brent Spiner is following this Gabrielle Chana saga pretty closely.
Sorry, I'm a little sick. I just listened to the February 10th show. And you found 9/11 music?
Yes.
And you played this really fucking awful, creepy song. And I just want you to know that I've never, ever been terrified after listening to Distorted View. And
really?
Thanks to that song,
yeah,
I'm still fucking creeped out.
Yeah, shortly after September 11th, a lot of tribute songs popped up, and they were all bad, all by, like, amateur musicians. Linda Finkel. That's where Linda Finkel came from.
It just haunted me, and I don't know if it's because I'm at work, and
this is creepy.
They're cutting costs by turning off half of the lights in this whole building. So it's, like, spooky.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That song just, like...
The one about the mother and her unborn baby having to jump out the fucking window.
Hello, Timmy Boo. This is Sideshow Freak, Opus the Penguin. I was just listening back through the archives, and I just got to ask, when did you hit puberty? When you hit about 35? Because... You sound really, really, really young, and I'm like, right now I'm at, like, 2009, so...
Really?
All right, thanks.
I don't think I sounded that much different. This is a show from 2008.
Today's episode, Lie on Your Back. You fuck my pussy, while Ron, you fuck my ass.
All right, well, that's a Sextastic Tuesday story. Hold on here.
Mary there and
there's a couple Columbus freaks I'm sure would be happy to go to a cuddle party.
I think I was sick on that episode.
During the show, but I apologize. I'm kind of under the weather today. I'm not sick or anything, surprisingly. It's just my...
I just picked a random episode, and there I am, sick.
My allergy.
My AIDS-y immune system. But I sound similar, and that's from 2008. Ah! Leave me alone. Jesus.
Hello, Timmy Boo. This
is giving me a hard time.
This is Sideshow Freak, Opus the Penguin.
Oh, I already did that one. Sorry.
Hey, Tim. Sean, long-time listener, rarely caller. So I'll be the first to admit that I really have no clue what that fucking salt life bullshit is about that I see on cars everywhere. But as I've now seen it on a car driven by an old lady, it is now an old person thing to me because old people's skin is saltier than normal people, I guess.
Wait, what?
And if I ever become a near dead, if I live that long, I expect to be killed off by my daughter, more than likely, because she knows better. So, fuck old people. They don't know how to drive, and they're salty as fuck.
All right. So, apparently people have Salt Life. Salt Life looks like it's like a clothing line. Like maybe a surfwear, like beachwear clothing. Urban Dictionary says Salt Life is originally a sticker on the back of cars used to denote a surfer,
So there's some elderly person with a Salt Life bumper sticker? Or general beach bum whose life centered around the ocean or related beach-going activity? So there you go, an answer for you.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow Freak, Fake LeBaron here. I was just listening to NPR because I'm a fucking liberal hippie. And they had a story on about the Federal Reserve. And you may or may not know this, but the chair of the Federal Reserve is a woman named Janet Yellen. And this is the first time in a
nice pair of tits on that one.
While that I've heard her voice. Nope. Mm-hmm. And there's always something weird that I couldn't place on it. That I, just something that I in the back of my head, I knew she sounded like.
Does she sound like me when I do a woman? Hi, I think we need to raise the interest rates.
And I finally figured out. She sounds just like Frankie McDonald, the retarded weatherman.
Really?
Look up Janet Yellen on YouTube.
Jesus.
And she sounds exactly like he's like, yeah. There are global economic and financial situations that are happening, and it sounds just like, there's a hurricane city and that is causing...
All right, you've piqued my interest. Let me try to find a video...
Inflation will return, and the influence of lower energy prices and inflation below our goal.
She sounds like she's near comatose. Oh, what's happening? She's paused. She's just staring at her paper. Hello? Wakey wakey!
I expect this to occur as the temporary factors that are...
She had to reboot herself. Poor woman just suffered a blue screen of death issue. Here's another video.
Strengthen. The economic recovery has clearly come a long way, although it is not yet complete. Room for further improvement in the labor market remains.
I don't think she sounds like Frankie at all.
Inflation continues to run below...
I'd like to get a video of her screaming, because then maybe...
...an objective. But with the economy performing well...
The economy is performing well! That would be a Frankie McDonald financial outlook. All right, there you go. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in your guy.
That heifer had a bad omen.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll be doing a Sideshow exclusive show. Sign up for the Sideshow so you don't miss a thing. Otherwise, I'll be back to end the week with a Friday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Take a donation. Take your body to a show where it feels great. Gonna ruin the nation. Down the belly of cherry with the radio.
Oh, if I was to take a shit now, honey, it'd be a nice, sweet turd that was easy to flow right out of my ass for you.